From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Palestinian assailant shot dead. Israel says its military force has shot dead a Palestinian man who had stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. This morning's violence took place at a security check in the divided city of Hebron. The violence happened one day after Israeli forces shot dead three Palestinian assailants in separate incidents in Hebron and East Jerusalem. Palestinians say the violence is the result of frustration due to decades of occupation. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not yet begun, but agreed on little else concerning the situation in Syria. In the meantime, in New York, the UN Security Council canceled a meeting on Syria that was scheduled for late Friday. Next week, world leaders gather in New York for their annual UN meetings. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the UN.
Across the planet, there is a staggering 65 million displaced persons. They are on the move because of conflict, natural disasters, or extreme poverty. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene a summit about their plight on Monday with the aim of addressing the root causes and agreeing a global framework on sharing responsibility for migrants and refugees.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes.
U.S. President Barack Obama will co-host a leaders' summit on Tuesday that will seek concrete commitments from governments on funding to assist refugees and expanded opportunities for them to work and go to school. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A dramatic suicide attempt caught on video in Uganda's capital has spurred a national conversation about mental illness. In the footage, a young man jumps from the seventh floor of a downtown shopping complex as onlookers scream in horror. The man survived, but many are now calling for increased attention to the nation's mental health care system. Elizabeth Pola has more from Kampala.
At Budabika, Uganda's only national referral mental health hospital, there are 8 psychiatrists for 842 patients. Nearly always over capacity, they offer intensive psychiatric treatment free of charge. One former resident, who wished to remain anonymous, says the care and medication saved her life.
2 weeks in, it was the first time in my entire life that I ever felt happy.
Yet most Ugandans, especially in rural settings, lack basic access to effective care. With a population of over 37 million, there are only 32 psychiatrists in the entire country. Elizabeth Pala for VOA News, Kampala.
Effective treatment can also clash with cultural norms. Members of the country's small but growing atheist community report being told by their doctors that finding God could help them with depression. And for members of the LGBT community, fears that providers might out them to their parents stop many from seeking help. In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump ended 5 years of what he called uncertainty over his views about President Obama being an American.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period.
In 2011, Trump was a force behind a movement arguing that Mr. Obama was born abroad. Since then, he's refused to directly say what he believes until he ended the ambiguity on Friday. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace.
Imagine a president who sees someone who doesn't look like him and doesn't agree with him, and thinks that person must not be a real American. Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States.
The so-called birther saga continues to make waves as the latest opinion polls show the two presidential candidates locked into what amounts to a statistical tie at a time when third-party candidates could alter the race. President Obama, joined by a bipartisan group of political, security, and business figures, has urged the U.S. Congress to ratify the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, saying it's time for Congress to get this done. With about 4 months left in office, the president restated his case for the massive trade deal that is effectively the economic cornerstone of rebalance in the Asia-Pacific. Joe Palca.
That's the latest world news from VOA.